This is pro strongman Lawrence the Warrior Chatelet, 10 times world's strongest man competitor and Europe's strongest man 2016. You are listening to Powerhouse Action Sports.
Welcome back. As I've said in previous episodes, my podcast mainly features bodybuilding and strongman competitions. But I'm sure you read the title, and this is definitely worth talking about. WWE Hall of Famer Mean Gene Okerlund passed away yesterday. I'm sure most of my subscribers are familiar with Gene Okerlund, but if you're not, I'll go over his career a little bit. He was a DJ at a popular station in Omaha, Nebraska. Then he moved to Minneapolis and moved from the radio business to a position in the AWA, where he filled in as ring announcer and interviewer, and then became the permanent replacement by the end of the decade. He stayed with AWA until 1983, when him and many wrestlers left for the WWF. He stayed in the WWF for 9 years, where he was one of the top interviewers. In 1984, he and Hulk Hogan faced Mr. Fuji and George Still, where Okerlund pinned Fuji for the win. Then in 1985, he became the first person to sing the national anthem at the very first WrestleMania. Also in 85, him and Hogan and Bobby Heenan, along with other wrestlers, appeared on the TV show The A-Team. SummerSlam 1993 was his last WWF pay-per-view appearance. Then after that, he went to WCW, but returned to the WWE in 2001. And in 2006, he was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. And he was inducted in by Hulk Hogan. Gene Okerlund passed away January 2nd. He was 76 years old. So go ahead and subscribe to my station. That way you get notified every time I release a new episode. So stay tuned for that. And I'll see you then.